This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Five people have been sentenced to death by a court in Saudi Arabia for the killing of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. AP correspondent Matt Small.
Saudi Arabia's state-run TV says a court there sentenced the five to death for last year's murder of the journalist at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. Three others were sentenced to prison. All can appeal the verdicts. The trials of the accused were carried out near total secrecy, although a handful of diplomats, as well as members of Khashoggi's family, were allowed to attend. In all, 11 people were on trial for his death. His body has never been found. Matt Small, Washington.
A new satellite image of a factory where North Korea makes military equipment used to launch long-range missiles shows the construction of a new structure. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley has more.
The release of several images from Planet Labs comes amid concern that North Korea could launch a rocket or missile as it seeks concessions in stalled nuclear negotiations with the U.S. North Korea has warned that what Christmas gift it gives the U.S. depends on what action Washington takes. One of the new satellite images, taken on the 19th of December, shows a March 16 factory near Pyongyang where North Korea manufactures trucks used as mobile launchers for its long-range missiles. I'm Zaria Shackley.
U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Republicans have not ruled out calling witnesses in the impeachment trial of President Donald Trump. McConnell said on U.S. television that the Republicans, who hold the majority in the Senate, have considered handling the matter just as they handled the impeachment trial of President Bill Clinton 2 decades ago. He added, "Fair is fair." An American tourist burned in a volcanic explosion on New Zealand's White Island has died, raising the death toll to 19. ABC News reports Mayuri Singh died Sunday night in an Auckland hospital. Her husband remains hospitalized.